Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a cat over here. There's a cat over there. And the wrong one died. And the wrong one died.
Welcome to The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the cat catastrophe. I'm your host, Mike Abrams, and we have a special, special bonus episode. I am sitting here with the brilliant Josh Lehman from Josh Wells Broadway.
Meow, bitches. What's up?
Josh, before we watch this brand new trailer, which came out today.
Oh, really?
I want to know. Yeah, today. Came out from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Instagram.
I wonder if this is damage control.
It probably is.
You know, because did you see the first trailer?
I was horrified.
Were you actually horrified?
Yes.
Because I didn't really get the outrage. I was like, what the fuck do you, can I swear on this show?
You can swear on this one.
I was like, what the fuck do you, what were you expecting? It's a musical about cats. It's the movie version. Like, what did you think they were going to do?
I was hoping they would give us some inkling of the story.
They did.
No, there was just...
There's the white cat that goes, don't you want a new life? Or something.
But they're
like
not
that.
Supposed to even talk.
Says who?
In the actual musical, they don't talk.
Yeah, but Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote both, and he's like, in this one they do
they
because it's
now?
A movie.
So is there going to be a story now?
There is a story. The Cats is a competition to kill yourself. That is the prize. If you're talented enough, you die. And except in Grisabella's case, because all of them are like, I'm a thief, I should die. You know,
absolutely.
I'm sexy Tum Tum Tiger, and I got a Scottish accent in this production because it's an Ivo Van Ho version of Cats, and I should die. Okay, so let's see. I vote that they're doing this for like major damage control because everybody was furious.
It came out the same day Top Gun's trailer came out, which I thought was a really bad news.
I didn't see the Top Gun trailer.
Well, the Top Gun trailer was actually good.
Well, you're straight. And you're not in theater, so your Facebook feed is probably like
seeing
a lot of people
that
are like,
Top Gun.
Hey, Omega Zetas, like, did y'all see the new Top Gun? It was crazy.
Instead, I'm here recording about cats.
Yeah, so straight-ish. straight-ish. Alan, shut up. You're not guesting on the podcast. I am. Okay.
Are we ready to watch? We're going to live watch the new trailer.
I hope you're not horrified.
So, obviously, we can't play the music in the trailer because Andrew Lloyd Webber has listened to this podcast and does not like me anymore. But we'll put a link in the notes in the description for the episode. So we will tell you when to hit play and you can follow along if you'd like to.
I think it's stupid that we can't play it.
I agree, but I don't want to get sued by Universal.
I don't want you to get sued too. But Andrew, hey buddy, Andy, it's me, Josh. You cut me from Phantom 2 a long time ago. You're being silly and we should be able to air this with the audio. I just want to put that out there. Love ya. Sunset Boulevard is a national treasure. Okay.
All right. Ready? Let's go. Okay. So we are going to hit play now. Was that Taylor Swift? There's McCavity.
Yeah, you do. Work.
Does that catch us on a bed?
Oh my gosh. See, this is awesome. Ooh. All right, Judy. Hi.
Tugger Jason Derulo.
Oh, they're not showing off your voice this time, Jennifer, are they? Heads up. Oh. See, that looks spectacular. That looks spectacular. I didn't love the fat joke, and I thought it was interesting that they didn't show Jennifer Hudson singing.
At all. Or Taylor Swift. And they just launched her new song.
Yeah, but, you know, Jennifer Hudson sings Memory. But so if Andy, I just want you to know that Jennifer was not the problem with the old trailer, but this one is really spectacular.
It does get me way more interested in seeing it. It's got some humor in it now. They're showing a little bit more.
Yeah, they're showing how they've advanced the story. Like, McCavity's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
And the show is like, ah, you know, but that's
it. Not use memory? That's the one thing people know about the show.
Because they did in the last one, and fucking Twitter blew up. Well, not like Twitter, but like
Twitter. But it blew up because of their, like, the bodies and the noses and everything else, not the cutting of the story.
I don't know. People are dicks, especially theater people when it comes to Cats. But, you know, like, in any other situation, when you talk shit about a show or, you know, whatever live musical event is happening, you know, nobody's allowed to talk shit online because we're like, we got to support the community. And I agree with that. But it is a rite of passage for musical theater performers to talk shit about Cats.
and movies or just Cats?
No, just cats in general. You know, like, it's just, it's tradition to talk shit about Cats.
Which cat would you play?
God, they'd have to create a different cat.
What would you name him?
I don't know. I don't know. Lazy. Lazy cat. He's just lazy and stoned and just, like, you know, over it.
Oh, here's a good YouTube comment already from this. From, does that say Milk Rebel? The trailer already explained more of the plot than the entire Broadway show did. I finally get what the story's about.
It's true. But how could you finally get what the show's about? Yeah. Like, it does not take a genius.
There's a lot of interpretations of it.
Yeah, but if you're spending that much time interpreting Cats, I would
Careful, I have a whole podcast about this.
I know, but, like, in general, like, if you really went to the theater and just, like, pondered this and made a study of it, I don't know. Uh-oh, this is from Kingdom Hearts fan 3211. There's only one thing I don't really like about this trailer, the significant lack of singing. And that has 131 likes and 8 replies. Okay, sorry. Ooh, that you don't...
First trailer was much better.
Controversial.
Hot take from AB.
I'm sure they're preserving it for later. It's only the second trailer. Let's not give everything away at once. I'm with you, Linnell. Linnell Fletcher, I'm so with you.
So does this make you more excited to see the movie now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're going to?
Yes, yes.
Christmas morning?
No. I'm all about it. Let the memory live again.
I'm ready to see it. I'm ready for it to come out.
I'm ready to take you on a nice date to go see it.
Josh, how can we hear your podcast?
You can hear it everywhere you hear podcasts. The show is called Josh Swallows Broadway, and it is a hoot. And we are also on the Broadway Podcast Network. Thank you for asking.
And thank you for being here and recording and watching this trailer with me.
Anytime.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.